some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moni Mivarasi, for Adina Basheva Basnecha Gittel, Chanaliba Basnecha Gittel, Simcha Benecha Gittel, and Gila Shoshana Basnecha Gittel, and Libada Ben Chaim Lechaim Lulu Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef. The Gemara in Brachas Nav Hei talks about Yisurim, so that is going to be our topic today, based on the Torah of Marina Rosh HaYeshiva Rafot Mizatzal. It says in the Pasuk, V'nikla Achicha Le'inecha, talking about giving Malkus to a person who's chai of Malkus, who deserves lashes, so you give him the lashes. The Gemara Darshan's Kevin Shenikla Reka Achicha. Once he gets the lashes, he gets the Malkus, he's like your brother. This is explained in the Rambam. What does that mean? That he's even kosher leidus of the shavua. If he gets Malkus, even though beforehand he was a Rasha, now he's kosher leidus of the shavua, even without tshuva. So it would appear that we have a dugma for this, from what the Chachamim tell us, that Yisurim Mimarkin, in other words, Yisurim Mitzad Atzma, without being Makabal Yisurim L'Shem Tshuva, without any Hitzstarfus of Tshuva Mitzad Adam HaMisiaser, that Yisurim purify a person automatically, even in the absence of Tshuva. And that's what we see in Rabbeinu Yonah, that if someone has Yisurim and he doesn't do Tshuva, he's going to have a heavy Onesh on him because he didn't do Tshuva. That has nothing to do with the Koach HaMeruk of Yisurim, about the power of Yisurim to purify him. Because Yisurim, even without Tshuva, works in two directions. Mitzad Echa, they make the punishment heavier. And on the other hand, if the person doesn't do Tshuva, on the other hand, they atone for his sins. Because the Chisaron of Tshuva is not Monea. There are two aspects to it. Of course, if a person is having Yisurim, they should rouse him to do Tshuva. If he doesn't, it's bad news. But that doesn't mean that the Yisurim do not cleanse him of his previous sins. It's a big Yisod. So let's explain. There are two Makaros that we find about Yisurim in Markim. One is that it says, Ufakadati b'shevet pisham, Uvinagayim avonim, that I'm going to remember with a staff their sins, and with Nigaim, like Taras, with punishments, with pains, with illness, Avonam, there's sins. Pesha and Avon, two different Lashonos for sin. So that's one Makor for Yisurim. B'Shevet, B'Negayim, the staff, B'Negayim. The second Makor is, the Gemara says, the Limud that we have, the Gezer Shavit, of Bris. It says Bris by Yisurim, it says Bris by Melach. Just like Melach sweetens the meat, just like the salt sweetens the meat. So to Yisurim, cleanse the avonos, the salt removes the blood, making the meat better. And so to the Yisurim, are mimarek the avonos. Yisurim also remove the sins. So it would appear that these two makaros are really two different mahalchim in tshuva. We find binyan kapar b'chla, we find arba chilu kapar, four categories of kapara, and there are those that tshuva alone is not mechaper, rather tshuva hangs you in limbo, and then yisurim are mimarek. Yisurim fully cleanse the person. So in that case, the yisurim are not a gemar to the tshuva unless they were accepted l'shem kapara. If tshuva is not enough, then the person has to have kavana that the Yisurim should be the Gemar Pa'ula of the Tshuva. And that is what we learn in the first Makor that we brought, to Pakati B'Shevet Pesha Merugan Mavona. That it's that your sins are going to be remembered with the staff and with the Negaim. So when it's part of the Arba Chalukah Kapara, when it's part of the Tshuva process, then you need to have kavana for Kapara. When the Yisurim are not coming as part of the Arba Chilukei Kapara, then they have Koach HaMeruk Me'atzma. If they are not part of Hashem's plan to bring a person to Tshuva, then they have a koach, in other words, as part of the arba chilukei kapara, as part of that process that you need tshuva and yisurim. But if it's not being brought as part of that process, then it's mechaber no matter what. Even without its starfus of tshuva, even without tshuva joining in. See also in the Rambam, who changed the Lashon HaGemara, in the Halacha of Arba Chilukei Kapara. So the Lashon of the Gemara is Yisurim Memarkin. The Rambam says, Yisurim Gomrim HaKapara. In other words, he changed from Lashon of Memarkin to Lashon of Gomrim. Even though the Rambam himself, in Perak Amar Lama Mamuna, writes in the Perish Mishnah, that all Gemara Pe'ula is called a Meiruk. Nevertheless, not every Meiruk is a Gemara Pe'ula. And we definitely find a Meiruk that is a Pe'ula, but it's not the Gemara Pe'ula. Not every Meiruk is a Gemara Pe'ula. Every Gemara Pe'ula is a Meiruk, but not every Meiruk is a Gemara Pe'ula. We have Merika Bekachim, which means like to wash off, to cleanse. So it doesn't have to be the Gemara Pe'ula. So since the Rambam wrote Gomrim instead of Memarkim, so he's telling us that when it says in the Gemara Yisur Memarkim, it doesn't mean a kapara itself that connects to a different kapara. Rather, it's the Gemara kapara, and it's not similar to the kaparas Yisurim that's learned Kal v'chomer Mishein v'ayin Omer Bris Melach. There's no haschala of another kapara. So when it says just like an eved is freed with shein v'ayin, so to a person's freed when he has Yisurim. So too the Bris Melach, that just like Bris is Mamtik the Basar, so too Yisurim is Memarik the Avon. So there we don't find a Lashon of, and the Gemara says a Lashon of Memarik, but when the Rambam is talking about the Arba Chilukei Kapara, the Rambam changes the Lashon of the Gemara to Yisurim Gomrim instead of Yisurim and Marikim. So Rambam's telling us that this is the completion of the Kapara process. And what it wants to emphasize is that here in the Inyan of Arba'ah Chilukei Kapara, the Yisurim have a din mechaper, and we paskin that a mechaper needs das. So that's all in the Tevas Gomrim, that's in the word Gomrim. But if it just says Memarkin, there's no Chovas Das of Kapara at all. So when the Gemara says about Bris Melach, that Yisurim, just like the Bris is the Melach is Mamtik the Basar, the Yisurim are Memarik the Avonos, that's not a Gemar. That's not a completion of what was started. That stands independently. There's no Chovas Das of Kapara. And the Koach HaMeruk Shel Yisurim Omid L'Atzmo, not as part of the Tshuva process, it's just automatic. We also find that Yisuri Tzaddikim are Mechaper al Ador, even though the door doesn't know, the generation doesn't know that the Tzaddikim are having Yisurim, and that the Yisurim are Mechaper, and the B.C. it's Mechaper. So you see a Koach Kapara that is encapsulated within the Yisurim themselves. And just like there's two types of Yisurim that are different in how they are mechaper, how they are memarik, so too there are two types of kapara and meiruk in how they are absorbed and processed in the psyche of a person who is serving God. So what we'd like to do is we would like to talk about one of these two Suge Yisurim first, and then the other one. And our job is to understand how a person is processing these two types of Yisurim. So first we're going to begin with the type of Yisurim that have a Koach Meiruk Bifnei Atzmo, that have an independent power to cleanse a person without any hitzdarfus of tshuva, without any combination of tshuva. So we have to note the words of Rabbi Avram Grudzinski, Shem Yinkom Damo, in his Sefer Torah Savram. Actually, His son was recently went to a better place. His son was a big tzaddik in Bnei Brak, age of 91. Srid Lador Dea, as they say. So, and his father's sefer, the Torah Savram, or Avram Grudzinski, he says as follows. Daf Chof Hei of the sefer, Amud Beis, in the Hotzah of 1963, Tavshin Chof Gimel. When a person becomes too taivadik, says Rabbi Avram, the yisurim are machlish the taiva, they weaken a person's taiva, and they separate a person little by little from his dveikus in gashmias. When a person's too gashmiastic, yisurim separate him from gashmias. We see that it's possible for a person to live without taiva, without menucha, without gaiva, without fake covered, and little by little he becomes a ben chorin from shibud nafsho v'tzimtzum hashkafaso, from his very narrow perspective and from his servitude, until he can see his true essence and his internal riches. And just like much gashmius is mashpia on his gaiva and makes him forget God, so too, the mute of these matters make him a more humble person, make him remember Hashem. So therefore, even Yisur without tshuva bring a person to Shlemus Hamidos, Ayin Sham, B'divrei Rav Avram Grudzinski Zatzal. B'dvarim Eilu Ruim Heim L'misha Amarim. All of his days were kodesh for this avoda of Kabbalah's Yisurim. So that's the on the more revealed level of Yisurim, that it helps a person become less of a gashmistic person. But that is not enough to explain the Mahalach HaPnimi of the content and nature of the Meiruk of Yisur Mitzad Atzman. Because the law of Yisur Mimarkim is an absolute law. It's an ironclad rule, whereas the rule that less gashmius makes a person more spiritual doesn't always work. Sometimes when a person has less gashmius, then it makes them more gashmius. All they can think about all day is their gashmius. I'm missing this, I'm missing this. And that's even worse, because a person's just all day thinking about it. Sometimes you want to eat a certain food, so just eat it already and forget about it. But a person's sitting all morning thinking about a donut, so then he's bringing himself to a very, very low place. So it's not always going to happen that less gashmius is going to make a person necessarily more spiritual. And there in the Sefer Torah Savram, he writes that the Meruk of Yisur Mitzad Atzma, without any hitzdarfus of tshuva, is like the purification of the souls in Gehenim. Even though in Gehenim there's no tshuva. Now, in Gehenim, there's also no miut hakshama. It's not like in Gehenim you have gashmius and you're getting less. So you can't fully explain the idea, the notion that Yisurim itself atone for a person just by saying it makes him less gashmiistic. Because A, it doesn't always work. And B, he gives an example to Gehenim, that Yisurim there work alone. And it's not because he has less gashmius, because there's no gashmius at all in Gehenim. So we want to taste the nature of the purification of Yisurim without tshuva, both in our bodily world and in the world of the souls. So the truth of the matter is that law that Yisurim purify a person, cleanse a person, even without joining together with tshuva, this rule applies equally both in the world of the bodies and the world of the souls. And not only that, but all of Gehenim is built only on this yisod of koach hamerik b'yisur mitzad atzmam. Gehenim, there's no tshuva. It just purifies you. So the Mahalach is as follows: that there's a halacha b'haruge beizdin that says that the stone used to stone a person to death, the sword used in the Misa of Hereg, require burial. And this law has a root in Hashem's governance of the worlds. Hashem rules the world with the midah of v'sashlich b'metzulas yam kol chatosam. In other words, midas hadin rules b'shluchei hadin after they did their shlichus. I'm going to throw in the depths of the sea all of your sins. After midas hadin does what it does, then it gets cast away. Those shluchei hadin that were sent originally to punish those who were obligated, their whole purpose is just for this punishment. And memela, after they carry out the punishment, they no longer have a right to exist, and they are destroyed and judged for they are lost. We get rid of them. We have this also in nature. There are these leeches that they exist from sucking the blood of animals. And then when they get satisfied enough from the blood, they die. So they did what they had to do. They sucked the blood, and now they did their job, and now they're finished. They go. We were makabel from Chazal that the makor of the koach of shluchei din is the same makor of the shluchei hapitui v'asata. That the source of the power of those who carry out the judgment is the same power of those who made the person sin, who subverted the person to sin, who seduced the person into sinning. Hu asatan, the same satan who's the koach hapitui, koach asata, hu ayetzer hara, and who? Malach HaMavis. And the Malach HaMavis is the one that carries it out. So, Yored Umefateh, Ole Umekatreg, Yored V'notel Neshama. So he comes down here, he seduces. It's the Yetzirah. Then he's the Satan. He goes up there and he's Mekatreg. He says, look what that guy did. And then he comes back down and he takes the person's soul, Malach HaMavis. So we see from this that the Koach HaManish and Koach Mefateh, the punishment, to the Malach HaMavis and the Mefateh, the Yetzirah, it's the same guy together with the Satan. It's all the same guy. And when we have this perspective, Mela, we see Yisurim in a completely different light. Yisurim are a punishment, and after every punishment, the power that punishes, the Koach HaManish, is destroyed. Sashlich v'metzulas yom kol chatosam. This Koach HaManish also punished. He did his job. Isn't a geshmak job. Now he's thrown back. He's thrown in the sea. Done. So remember, the Koach HaSata is also the Koach HaManish. So they're both destroyed. And that's exactly what happens in Yisurim. That the Yisurim of every individual is part of Hashem's Hanhaga of the worlds. And in this Hanhaga, Yisurim are Masbia and Menik, the Koach HaManish. They give that power to the punisher. They give that satisfaction to the punisher. Because now the punisher punishes because of this person's sin, and then they both go. The sin goes together with the punisher. They burn together, and nothing is there to extinguish this fire. So it's amazing, according to this, that Yisurim are matzmichim peiros shel miut hara. Yisurim make sprout the fruits of a lessening of evil in the world. There's going to be less evil in the world. Why? Because again, you have this koach of asata, of seducing a person to sin, getting the person to sin, and that's the Yetzer Hara. And that's the same exact koach as the Malach HaMavis, of a koach HaManish. Comes the Yisurim, so after it does what it has to do, and it fulfilled its task, this Yetzer Hara, Satan, and Malach HaMavis, now they have to be discarded. And that means there's going to be less evil in the world. So Yisurim brings less evil into the world. It removes evil from the world. It's a difficult process, but that's what happens. And a person who is suffering from Yisurim calls on himself the Pasuk of Al-Gabi Charshu Charshin. On me, the plowers have plowed. So since on my back, Al-Gabi Charshu Charshin, there was a charisha, there was this plowing of a lessening of evil. Memela, even the peros of miut hara, since the miut hara was plowed on him, then the fruits of miut hara are also on him. So what are the fruits? Kevin shenikla reu keachicha. That's it. There's less evil in the world. You are now a better person. You have removed evil from the world. Kevin shenikla reu keachicha. Since you are now less of an evil person, now you are a brother again, and now you're kasher for edus and for shavua. So that's the idea of the malchus and of all yisurim. But kevin shenikla reu keachicha, that there is the plowing of miut hara. There is less ra in the world because now the part of the yetzar hara, part of the malach hamavis, was discarded. Malach hamavis is not only actual death, but malikat lekule, malikat lepalga, like the Gemara says. Of Mitzia, that what killing half, killing whole. It's the same parsha. So by having this Yisurim, the Malach HaMavis is partially discarded. So he brought Miut Hara in the world, and Mimele he gets the Peiros. What are the Peiros? That now he's your brother, he's a better person. He's now Ne'aman B'Shavua Ve'edus. So it emerges according to this, that even though Yisurim have Koach HaMeiruk V'Azikuch B'Tzad Atzman B'Tbilishu Mitztarfus L'Tnuah Shel Tshuva, nevertheless, Ain davar zeh noeg b'mishem evayt b'yisurim misrael an agosi yisbarach shebazeh ein ha'yisurim o'ilim lo l'shum meruk u'l'shum zikuch. So even though yisurim have this koach ha'meruk and zikuch mitzad atzma without any hitzdarfus of tshuva, nevertheless, this does not apply to somebody who kicks back at the yisurim, who complains about Hashem's anhaga. There the yisurim don't help him for any meruk and any zikuch, because it's right that the yisurim are po'al b'smatus hara, and they make less evil in the world, as we explained in depth. The Yisurim themselves burn away the Koach HaManish, and together with that the Koach of HaSata and Pitui, this Koach of seduction and Koach of punishment. But the person himself who's Mevayit B'Sivlo Misraim Al Kevo, the person who kicks back at his suffering and complains about his pain, he has no chelek in that toeles that his yisurim brought to the world, because a person cannot be zoche b'shum davar bal korcho keneged ritzono. It's a schus. But if he's mevayit b'yisurim and he's misraim on his keev, he has no chelek in the toeles that his yisurim brought to the world. Because you can't be zoche in something bal korcho, and memele he stays exactly where he was, where it gets even worse. So therefore you can't be mevayit b'yisurim. And now b'siyata d'shmaya, we have come to the second type of yisurim, the yisurim that are mishtayich, the yisurim that relate to the arba chalukei kapara. In this halacha, the yisurim apor b'toras gemar kaparas ha-tshuva, they complete the tshuva, they're part of the tshuva process. So here the Yisurim are accepted as a Toras Onesh al Hachet. And that is the place of Yisurim in the system of Tshuva. And the Mahalach in this type of Yisurim is as follows. Tshuva isn't Gomeris Kapara B'chayv Krisis. When someone's Chayv Krisis, Tshuva is not going to be enough for For losa, says the Gemara, says tshuva is enough, but for chayvei krisus, tshuva is not enough. So that's not mitzat chomer iser sheyesh bo karis. It's not because the iser is so severe that it has karis, but rather it comes from a different place. It's because b'chayvei krisus mefurish hu b'mikra, it's mefurish in the pasuk that a person is mitnatek from klalius kinesis Yisrael. He is cut off from the community. So that's a hafrada, that is a separation from Klolius Knesset Yisrael. And this separation prevents the Gemar Kapara Sachet Al Yedei Tshuva. If you're separate, how are you going to get Tshuva? You need to be connected to Klolius Knesset Yisrael. You need to be connected to the greater soul of the Jewish people in order to get your Tshuva. Now, part of the purpose of Knesset Yisrael in the world is to be a vessel that through them all of the events and episodes of that destroy evil in the world should pass. As is well known from the rabbis and from their holy books. So since, as we explained, every onesh carries together with it the destruction of the koach hamanish, of the power that gives the punishment, who is the shliach hadin. The destruction of this shlichus encapsulates within it the destruction of the shlichus of hasata and pitui. As we said, when the malach hamavis goes, together with it the yetzer hara goes. And the mela, when somebody accepts yisurim as onesh for the sin, he is taking part, he is a partner when he has these yisurim. Be'ikar inyana shel klalius kinesis Yisrael, in the primary nature of the Jewish people to destroy evil from the world. What is the job of kinesis Yisrael? To get rid of evil from the world. So by accepting yisurim, this person is doing the job of Knesset Yisrael. He's a partner with Knesset Yisrael to remove evil from the world. And Mimela, by receiving this punishment, that is an act of putting himself within the flow of life of Klalius Knesset Yisrael. And this dibuk, this connection to the Klalius Mahalach of Knesset Yisrael, is mevatel, nullifies the detachment that was created through his chovas hakrisus. And when his tshuva is completed through this dibuk, so now he has complete kapara. That's how it achieves kapara, because he reconnects himself to Knesset Yisrael. And that's what it says in the Gemara about the arbichlu kapara, the yisur mamarik. And Rambam says gomrim, because that's part of the tshuva process. So that, because it reconnects and reattaches him to Knesset Yisrael. Advarim hayu nisgavim. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom.